Regina, last week's harvest conditions allowed producers all over the province to make great progress with their harvest operations. 42% of the crop has been harvested across the province, up from 23% last week and slightly ahead of the five-year average, 2017 to 2021, of 40%. An additional 20% of the crop is ready to swath or straight cut. Crops that were not ready for harvest have quickly ripened after a stretch of warm and dry days. The Southwest region continues to lead harvest operations with 83% of the crop now combined. The West Central has 61% of their crop harvested, the Southeast 33%, the Northwest 28%, the East Central 27% and the Northeast 21%. Winter cereals are very close to being completed with 96% of winter wheat and 84% of fall rye harvested. 91% of lentils and field peas, 70% of durum, 52% of barley, 40% of spring wheat and 22% of the canola crop has now been combined. The current estimated averages of crop yields are 43 bushels per acre for hard red spring wheat, 30 bushels per acre for durum, 34 bushels per acre for canola, 34 bushels per acre for field peas and 1,174 pounds per acre for lentils. Crop yields in the Southwest and West Central regions have been greatly affected by the extremely hot and dry conditions experienced during critical growing stages this season. Yields are significantly lower in these areas than the provincial averages. There was very little rainfall across the province this past week, which allowed crops to ripen to a point where they could be harvested without delay. The Prince Albert area received 13 millimeters and the Garrick area received 5 millimeters. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 1% surplus, 42% adequate, 34% short and 23% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 1% surplus, 35% adequate, 39% short and 25% very short. The majority of crop damage this past week was attributed to wind and grasshoppers. Strong winds blew swaths around fields and will result in yield loss and a difficult harvest for affected producers. Strong winds are likely to shell out very ripe crops, leading to crop yield reductions as well. Grasshoppers will continue to be a significant problem until conditions are less favorable for them. Producers have noticed a slight increase of ergot fungus in their cereal fields this year, likely due to the increase in precipitation received during the crop flowering stage. Crop producers are busy combining, swathing, desiccating, baling straw and hauling bales. Livestock producers are busy moving cattle, hauling water and taking inventory of their winter feed supplies. With harvest underway in Saskatchewan, we want to remind producers to take breaks, exercise caution and remain safe. Remember to ensure lights and reflectors are in good working order when moving equipment. We ask motorists to remain vigilant and to exercise patience when traveling around or near farm equipment on the highway.